talking to Falcons team earlier this year, you had the most yards against them all season. What clicked for you that day?
Just running hard. That was our plan. We knew it was going against a good defense. Just attack them with the run game, stay with it throughout the game, and it was a good game.
It's a different scheme, a different offense. Is that tape you've watched this week to kind of see what you did well that day?
I mean, yeah, we watched the film. You know, obviously it's a different scheme, but definitely some good things you can watch from that film that we can use.
A lot of the yards came after contact in that game. I guess that's generally how you run, but what did you notice about the defense now versus that, the Falcons defense now versus that?
You know, same guys. So, you know, my mentality hasn't really changed. It's an exciting challenge for us, playoff atmosphere, win or go home. So, you know, we'll be ready to go.
In that game, they use a lot of eight-man fronts. As a running back, how do you go about, you know, attacking that eight-man front and having the success like you did against them earlier?
Yeah, I mean, understanding that, you know, with those kind of boxes, you know that, you know, there's an extra guy. So, you got to kind of have a plan prepared for that extra defender. At the same time, also, it's almost like if you can get through that wave of the eight-man box, then it's a lot of space. So it's kind of pick your poison with the defense deciding to do that. When we make our plays and get through there, it'll be big plays for us to have.
I think you had 26 carries that day. How did that contribute to the type of day you had?
That's just, you know, what needed to be done, I guess, that day for us to get the victory. You know, like I said, I've taken many carries before in my career, so it's not something that I'm not used to. And, you know, I'll be ready this Saturday, you know, for whatever we need to do.
Falcons, were you kind of excited knowing that you had success against them earlier?
I mean, it didn't really matter who, you know, who we were going to play, who I was going to be playing. You know, obviously it's good to know that that's going to be the Falcons because, you know, we have I've seen it before, so a little bit, you know, familiar. And then just watching the tape as well, that's been helpful. And I've kind of been able to just use my experience of playing them early in this year, just remembering some of the things that worked, some things that, you know, we can fix so that we have a lot of good stuff happening this Saturday.
How's practice going over the last 2 days for the offense?
I think it's been great intensity at practice. Everyone's been focused, a lot of laser focus. You know, we understand, man, this is when to go home. Like I said before, three-game war for us. This is a team that's in the way of what we want to accomplish. We understand, you know, what the outside world thinks of us right now, and we're okay with that. You know, we believe in what we have, who we have, and that's just been our mindset. Just we're grinding right now and getting ready for a battle on Saturday.
How would you describe this season for you to this point?
Yeah, it's been ups and downs, but I'm excited, man. I'm already around further than I've been in my career since last year. I'm on a number one seed team with the opportunity to go get a Super Bowl. So I'm grateful, I'm blessed, I'm excited for this opportunity because it's all in front of us. And if we really take advantage of, you know, what we want to do and just execute how we can, then, you know, we can get it done.
Sorry if this was asked. What level of freshness and how you feel towards the end of this season compared to your other seasons?
Yeah, I feel good. Been working diligently with the training staff and doing my usual routine of just making sure that I always feel fresh for the games. And, you know, it's been a long season, but I'm only hoping it's longer than this and just continue to move forward.
Is this as strong as your knees have been, like all year? You mentioned that.
Yeah, I feel really good. I feel really good.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You've had like four bye weeks in a way this season. Is this the most time you've ever had not playing football throughout the course of a season?
I mean, it's interesting because, like you said, I did get a couple bye weeks. So, I mean, I guess I got lucky in a way. But yeah, I feel good right now. I'm excited for this challenge. It's one game season, so for me, it's just leave it all out there on Saturday. I mean,
Jay, what do you guys want to hear from the crowd?
From the crowd, I mean, I've been not from the team earlier this year. My first experience at the link was amazing when I first got here in that Broncos game. So I just know if it's going to be anything better than that for this playoff game, because you know, Philly, they're going to show out, and I know it's going to be crazy at the link, and it's all about, you know, them giving us that's, you know, little X factor, you know, being loud for us, especially when defense is out there causing commotion, making it hard for the other team's offense, and just helping bring us that energy, because it's going to be a fun one this Saturday.
You talked about practice being good, but do you feel like the sense of urgency because it's the playoffs is really starting to ramp up the way you'd like it to?
I mean, yeah. Anytime you understand that there's really no tomorrow after Saturday, it's always going to, you know, heighten, you know, your tempo a little bit, your urgency to make sure, you know, like, that we're on everything. At the same time, we're not getting too distracted by the fact that it's still a football game, and you just got to go out there, read your keys, execute like another game. Don't try and do too much, and go out and try to do too much to make the play, because the plays will come. You just got to be there and be ready for it. And that's kind of what we've been preaching this week. Just stay with it, stay on course, you know, execute the little details, and let's get ready for a dogfight on Saturday.
So apparently there are signs around the building that say disrespect on them. Have you noticed those?
I don't know about that. I haven't seen any of those signs.
But you know about the
playoff experience last year, and how can that help you like this year?
The playoff experience last year?
Yeah.
Just remembering that taste of going home, you know, getting bounced out, eliminated, you know, understanding everything that you worked for is over. You know, that memory is definitely something that, you know, adds fuel. I know there's guys in this locker room that have been to the Super Bowl and won it, and, you know, they've been able to just share with us their experiences, so that's been really helpful. But also for the guys that have been in the playoffs and lost, I know, you know, those memories of getting bounced and not making it, it should definitely fuel you, and just add that chip that just want to get there, want to bring it all the way home, and it starts this Saturday.
Their defensive coordinator mentioned how when you went against them, you broke a lot of one-man tackles. He said they're going to look to rally to the football, be the ones, be the aggressors. So for you as a running back, how important is it for you to, you know, rally against that and be the one bringing that punishment to them?
Well, my mindset is always a downhill attacking mindset, running the ball, just trying to punish guys. And, you know, with one-on-ones, it's all about trying to not be tackled. So that's not going to change for me. I know specifically with them talking about rallying, it'll just be, you know, a big key for us as an offense, O-line, receivers, everyone rally as well. You know, if you know, I'm getting stood up or any other guy's getting stood up, we got to rally to our teammate, clean guys off of them, you know what I'm saying? Be dogs and be gritty this Saturday, because we're gonna need it. We're gonna need everyone to the ball. I mean, this is a fight, so I mean, we're excited. We got some guys coming in our house, and you know, there's a lot of disrespect, like you said. So we're excited for this Saturday.
But speaking of that disrespect, do you guys as an offense find it insulting that you are an underdog? I mean, that's saying basically you are your quarterback and nothing else.
I mean, it's not insulting. It's just, you know, that's the storyline right now. You know, that you know, without 11, you know, we're nothing, basically. And so that's what we've been hearing, and you know, we're excited to come out on Saturday and showcase what we can do.
Jay, this offense has been aggressive all season long. Is there any reason to think that that'll change on Saturday?
I don't believe so. I think you know, we've been coming with a very aggressive mentality in practice. I think we're going to be physical. I know we're going to be physical, because we're going to have to be. So it's exciting this Saturday. We got a challenge in front of us. Team, they're hot. They just won a game. You know, they haven't been on a bye. So, you know, they're feeling good. So we just have to come in. You know, might get hit in the mouth here or there. Adversity strikes. Just got to stay with it. And keep staying the course.